Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 through 38. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 19th chapter. Now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come in to us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. He did not know when she lay down or when she arose. The next day the firstborn said to the younger, "Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also. Then you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." So they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites to this day. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Remember how, when the hour was most desperate, Lot offered his two daughters to the rabble instead of offering the angels. To our impression, that moment seemed like a great evil, as if they were property that could be bartered or bargained with. In the moment, and in comparison to wicked sodomite desires, and the host's duty to protect his guests, and the reality that his guests were not mere men, but angels of the Lord, we see Lot was attempting to choose the lesser of two evils by this offering. Besides that, it is likely that he knew that the inflamed crowd had no interest in these daughters at all. But most intriguing of all, among that crowd were those girls' fiancés. Would they not have been shocked to their senses by that moment, intervened for those girls, for their brides, in between the crowd? And yet now those future son-in-laws lay beneath the rubble and the sulfur. They thought that Lot was joking when he begged them to join the family for once and for all and to flee with him. And to all of this, these poor girls were witnesses and sufferers. They are motherless. They are husbandless. They are hopeless, besides being deeply scandalized, terrified, now subject to a reclusive life. What hope lies before them? And so, desperate times lead desperate people to desperate measures. That's how we have to see the events of this passage, with no requirement to approve them. The deceit of wine is necessary because this deed is obviously forbidden. Even a girl knows that. Lot, though weak and foolish, was still more righteous than to willingly cooperate with such a plan. And though we might wish to see as a silver lining maybe some invention, some good intent on the part of the daughters, especially for the sake of that word that's repeated twice, to preserve something, we must not miss the irony that is there in the end of the text. One of the sons of this is the father of Moab, and the other is the father of Ammon. These are the two fierce and future enemies of Israel who magnify themselves not just against them, but against the Lord himself. It is not good that comes out of this thing. Now, for the sake of Abraham and his faith, the family had been sought out for rescue by the angels. For the sake of the Lord of Abram's faith, Lot was declared righteous, and his shameful weaknesses that we have seen over the last many weeks were covered. See what confusion and devastation befalls them in the end, though, as again, for the last time, they separate themselves from the fellowship of the patriarch. Don't forget where this sordid story falls in the course of Genesis. Right between and after the Lord's promises of Isaac and his conception and his birth that will follow in the weeks to come. But already Moab and Ammon are being high-minded against the Lord's people while they are yet in the loins of their mothers, as it were. They do not believe the promise that Abraham has received. They do not believe that anything coming out of his family could ever bear them fruit. They would prefer abomination to seeking out his family, to show nothing but kindness to Lot despite his separation. Surely there was hope for them yet. There was hope among the tents and the promises of Abraham. And for us, on whom the end of the ages really has come, there is every reason also to stick close to our fellow Christians for practical and physical and financial support, of course. Yes, even for finding a godly spouse that is beyond your own immediate family. But especially so that the promises of God, with their attendant hope for us, even in this life, and certainly not for this life only, that these promises will not die out, because whenever they do among us, then they leave us settling for desperate measures, for lesser evils, which are always still a far cry from being goods. Our cleverness in isolation and our desperation can never preserve us, dear saints. But our Lord's sure promise that he will preserve us, and not only that, save us. This is what renews hope. This is what gives us patience to entrust ourselves to a faithful Creator while doing good. He does not need us to exchange faith or morals for life. He doesn't need us to bring Egyptian slave woman into the business. He doesn't need us to sell our birthrights for pottage. He can give Sarah a son in her old age. And if he should be sacrificed, he can even raise him from the dead. This is our God. This is our Redeemer. So what clever skirting of his will in our day could possibly give us any outcome as good as the one he has promised? After all, in due time, God even brought out of this mess at least one solitary Moabitess back into the ranks of Abraham, back to find a man on earth, not only for desperate preservation, but even to give her a place in the ancestry of David and David's son. Truly, our Lord is a Redeemer. So do not lose hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.